Shabbos Daf Chav Zayin. So Abaye asks, we have a contradiction between two teachings of Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. The first is what we already learned, that only garments of wool and flax can become Tameh. And the second is a new Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel that Abaye brings in that says, if the Pasuk had said Beged, I would know that only wool and flax can become Tameh. However, since the Pasuk says O Beged, is teaching that camels, rabbits, and goat's hair, and regular klach, and corded silk can all become tameh. So how can the first Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel say only garments of wool and flax can become tameh, and this teaching of Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel can say that many, many other types of materials can become tameh? So Rava answers that the first Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel is saying that only woolen flax, that is 3x3 finger breadths, can become tameh. The second is teaching that all garments can become tameh, but they have to be 3x3 tefachim. So the stringency of the first, or the teaching of the first Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, is that woolen flax are special in that they can become tameh when they're 3x3 finger breadths, and the second one is teaching all garments as 3x3 tefachim. However, the problem with this is that Rav already taught us that the difference between Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar and Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel is the 3x3 tefachim by all garments, and the Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel holds that all garments cannot become tameh when they are 3x3 tefachim by all other garments. So how can Rav answer that that's the teaching of Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, that all garments can become tameh when they're 3x3 tefachim, when Rav himself says that all garments cannot become tameh when they're 3x3 tefachim according to Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel? So the Gemara answers that Rava went back on that teaching that he taught originally of the difference between Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar and Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. Another answer is that Rav Papa is actually one that gave this second explanation, not Rava. It was Rav Papa, so we don't have to say Rava retracted, but it was Rav Papa who's explaining the difference between the two Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuels, the contradiction, and he says that the first Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel is saying that only wool and flax are included in shatnez, meaning it's only wool and flax that constitute a forbidden mixture of shatnez. It's not talking about Tumah, so that's why they're not a contradiction between the first two Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuels. However, we already have a pasuk that teaches that shatnez is only wool and linen meaning flax. So why do we need Rav Papa to say this? Why do we need a Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel to say this, that it's only wool and linen? We have an explicit pasuk. So the Gemara answers, you might have thought that shatnez is only by normal wearing that it's wool and linen, only if you're wearing a garment as you normally would wear it, that's when it's only wool and linen. However, if you're wearing it just to keep you covered in like a not normal way, then it could be any two fibers could constitute shatnez, any two materials, not just wool and linen. So Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel is coming to teach us that no matter how you wear it, whether it's a normal wearing or not a normal wearing, it's always wool and linen. However, the Gemara questions this. If we say that it's only wool and linen by a wool and flax by a normal wearing, and this normal wearing is where your entire body is covered and it benefits your entire body, then kal vachomer, all the more so, if you're wearing it in a weird way where you're just covering part of your body, and then only some of your body is benefiting from it, then all the more so it should only be woolen flax, woolen linen. So we don't need this teaching of Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. We can learn it from a kal vachomer. So the Gemara answers, yeah, Rav Papa was mistaken. This is not the correct answer. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says that he brings a different answer. He says that the first Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel is teaching that you only need tzitzis on woolen flax garments. That you don't need, it's not talking about tumah, it's teaching that you only need tzitzis on garments that are wool and linen. However, we already know that the Gemara asks from the Pasuk, because the Pesukim are juxtaposed. It talks about shatnez, which we know is only wool and linen, and then right after that it talks about the Pasuk of tzitzis, which we learn from there means that tzitzis is only required on a garment which is wool and linen. So you might have thought to say, like Rava, the Gemara answers, where Rava brings up two contradictory Pesukim. One Pasuk says, regarding tzitzis, the knaf, meaning which implies, we learn from this, that tzitzis need to be the same material as the garment, meaning if you have a silk garment, then what we learn from knaf is that the strings of tzitzis also need to be made of silk. However, another pasuk says samru pishtim yachdav, only woolen linen, which we would imply from this that your strings can only be made out of wool and linen, no matter what the garment is. So how does Rava reconcile these? He says that wool and linen strings work on every single material. You could have a silk garment and put wool and linen. However, you can only put silk strings on a silk garment. So that's how he reconciles all the psukim, that wool and linen always work, and you can only use a different material when it's the same material as the garment. So this is coming to teach us the teaching of Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, that the halacha is not like Rava, that you only put wool and linen, that you only put tzitzis on wool and linen garments. So Rav Achbarei de Rava asks Rav Ashi, so now according to the Tana Devei Rebbe Shmuel, that all garments are considered, can become tamei, because the pasuk says, O Beged, why don't we say that by tzitzis, the extra pasuk of Asher Techaseba, with which you cover yourself, should teach that all garments need tzitzis? Why do we limit it by tzitzis to only wool and linen, instead of bringing this extra pasuk of Asher Techaseba and saying that all garments require tzitzis? Whether you have silk or anything, it doesn't matter. They should all require tzitzis. So we answer that Asher Techaseba is already being used to teach that a blind person has to wear, that their garments need tzitzis. And we learn this from Braisa, that the pasuk says, Re'isem otam, that you have to see them. This teaches that you don't need to wear tzitzis at night. So why don't, the Gemara asks in this Braisa, why don't we exclude that a blind person's garments from needing tzitzis? Why do we say that Re'isem otam teaches that you don't wear them at night? Why don't we say it has to be someone who could see their garments, and a blind person should not wear tzitzis? Because we already have the pasuk of Asher Techaseba, that a blind person needs tzitzis. So the Gemara asks, why don't we reverse it? Why don't we say Risa Mosam teaches that a blind person does not need to wear tzitzis, and Asher Techaseba teaches that you need to wear tzitzis at night? The Gemara answers that a blind person has to wear tzitzis because everyone else is able to see his garment, only he can't, but that would still require him to wear tzitzis. However, at night, you don't have to wear your tzitzis because no one is able to see your garment, so that's why Risa Mosam is coming to exclude that pasuk. So why don't we say, though, instead that Asher Techaseba is coming to teach that all garments require tzitzis, not just wool and linen? Why don't we use Asher Techaseba to include all garments as requiring tzitzis? So the Gemara answers that the Torah was talking about wool and linen, and then it says Asher Techaseba in the same context. So it makes sense that that pasuk Asher Techaseba is coming to include a blind person's wool and linen garments, because that's the subject, wool and linen, instead of saying that's teaching that all garments of any material for everyone require tzitzis. It makes more sense to just keep it localized to wool and linen and include a blind person. Abaye says, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who taught that any substance from a plant can be used as schach, except for flax. So this is the same teaching as Sumchus, who says that you can't use your spun threads of flax or your unspun threads of flax for schach, because they can become tameh. So obviously they're both saying the same thing. So how does Abaye know that unspun flax can become tameh? How does he know that flax can become tameh? Because we have a Mishnah that Remeir says, warp and woof, which we had said were the unfinished products of flax and wool, they can become tameh immediately after they're spun. Rabbi Yehuda says warp can become tameh when you take it out of the kettle, woof can become tameh immediately after you've spun it, and unspun flax can become tameh when you have bleached it. So we learn from here that flax can become tameh. The next Mishnah says that anything from a tree that comes from a tree cannot be used for wicks for the Shabbos candles except for flax. And the next clause of the Mishnah is that anything from a tree cannot become tameh when it's over a corpse. Meaning if you have a roof over a corpse, even though the tuma from the corpse usually just goes up, if it's a product that's made from a tree, then it will not become tummy and does not require purification. However, if it's made out of flax, the Mishnah notes, then it can become tummy. If you have a tent made out of flax and a corpse is in it, then the roof of the tent will become tummy. The Gemara asks, how do we know that a flax plant is called a tree? Because the Mishnah said anything from a tree except and excluding flax. So how do we know that flax is called a tree? Marzutra brings in the pasuk she brought them up to the roof and hid them in the trees of flax. And that's how we see that flax can be called a tree. Shkayach.